podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a professional athlete.
Oh, no.
I already know. Cheating. Here we go.
That's the worst case scenario if you're in a relationship and you think your person's cheating on you with a professional athlete. Listen, Morning Mess here. We're about to do it. JD, Sienna, and your guy, Joey Boy. So, Isaac, this is a tough one. You think that your girl, Shelby, is cheating on you, but with a professional athlete. We'll get to who it is in a hot second. I don't know if you want to give out the information about the professional athlete or at least which sport he's in.
No, because those guys are not hard to look up. So I don't really want to put out too much of his information.
Okay.
But from what I know, he's training here in the off season. Anyway, Shelby and I just celebrated 3 years of being together. So for our anniversary, we went out to a nice dinner in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Afterward, we do some bar hopping. We end up at this one place, and I leave her at the bar so I can go to the bathroom. And as I'm walking back, I see some dude is talking to her. She's a really good-looking girl, so it happens all the time. I'm not that way. I got no problem with people buying her a drink.
Saves you $20 in Scottsdale.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, 25 if you're at the wrong place.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, she looked really into this guy. She was leaning into him. He's talking into her ear. And then he puts his hand on her waist. So I was like, oh, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I go straight over there. And I can tell I surprised them. So she even seemed mad that I interrupted them.
Hold on here. She looked mad at you that you interrupted their convo?
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Right. So the thing is, he walked away and she told me, oh, he was just being nice. But then a couple of days go by and I see his name pop up on her phone. And I asked her, did you give him your number? And she said, no, that's a family member you haven't met yet.
Nope. Yeah. And he's definitely a football player. Those are the only people that come here to train during the off season.
Okay. Well, that's all suspect. So obviously you think there's something going on between them. Valid.
I noticed he kept texting her. And so after a while, I couldn't take it anymore. So I actually checked her phone, and then I found the text between her and him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And he's told her he wants to take her out before he leaves. He even said he'd fly her out during the season. I noticed even in the text, she's playing along too. And I just have to know now, has she already been with this dude or is it they're just flirting? And again, I don't want to give away too much of this guy's information. I will say his name is Jake. He's not even that big of a name, but that's all that I'll say.
All right. Well, it seems like she is messing with him, but I think for you, it's more of if it's a flirtatious thing, it hasn't been done yet and she's thinking about it, or has it already been going on? Correct?
Yeah.
Because Sienna's going to call her up, offer the free romantic hotel stay, and I think you'll have to build up a conversation to find out if it's more of an affair or it might happen. Is there a difference if Sienna talks to her and she's like, well, it's someone I'm trying to get to know that she hasn't been physical yet with, that you'll give her a chance?
I'll be honest with you guys, probably not. Because if they haven't already gotten physical, it probably has a lot more to do with the fact that they haven't yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure the intention's going to be there if she is flirting with this guy.
All right. So either way, you're going to break it off with her is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fair enough, Isaac. Calling Shelby up next. Offer a free romantic hotel stay, and let's see who she wants to put on that reservation.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Shelby?
This is Shelby.
Hey, Shelby, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with some awesome news for you, girl. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I don't remember entering any contests, so thanks.
No, I can explain really quickly. So we saw you really present on Google and Yelp reviews, which we thought you were the perfect person for this giveaway, because all we ask in return for this free stay, as well as putting you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package, is getting a review of your full experience.
No, I appreciate it, but no thank you.
Well, it's a really easy process. We don't bother you after your stay with us as long as we get that review from you. We don't need any personal information, nothing like that. So I wouldn't want you to hang up and miss out on this offer.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right, well, congratulations, Shelby. Very excited to set this up for you. So something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel, we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
I think I want to do a softie. I want to say, I can show you what a good time looks like.
Okay, sound confident, girl. I like that. Well, I have that written down for you. And just something I like to do personally is get to know the couple we will be hosting for the weekend. So I just wanted to ask how long you've known this person.
Not long. I've met him pretty recently. Kind of would like to know him better.
Oh, okay. So it's brand new. I love that. So you're in like that little honeymoon phase, you'd say, or what's it looking like for you two?
Yeah. I don't know. We're texting each other a lot and it's getting kind of heated.
Oh, okay. And you think you're like on the verge of being in a relationship with this person, or you're still just kind of wanting to get to know them, which is why this weekend stay would work perfectly for you?
It could turn into a relationship. You know, like I said, it's pretty new, but we'll see how this goes.
All right. I love that for you. Well, just one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Jake.
I knew you were full of shit.
Hello?
Shelby, we got to let you know a little something. You're live on the radio. Our show is called The Morning Mess. We are here with Isaac, your man, who overheard this whole conversation, and he did have a feeling that you were messing with this guy.
And you told me not to worry about him and said I was overreacting. So you lied to my face, and you did give him your number.
I don't know. Whatever I say isn't going to be a good enough reason.
Obviously. Now, I think what's happening here is physically she hasn't cheated, but she was going to, Isaac. So it's kind of a preemptive strike. I don't know if that makes a difference to you or not. Wouldn't for me, but I kind of feel like she was going to cheat on you.
And I know that she was. And that's what I said. I knew it. I knew that if she hadn't yet, it's just because we caught her beforehand. Like, the fact that it's that easy for you to throw away 3 years.
Hold on, babe. I know I already said that whatever I say won't help, but I really didn't mean to hurt you.
I know you did not just say that to me. Please stop talking. I thought I wanted to talk about this, but this is just pissing me off.
Right.
Can we just hang up on her, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Shelby, you there?
Yeah.
Here you go. Isaac, obviously, it's what you thought. I do feel like she hadn't physically cheated on you yet, but that's neither here nor there. She was definitely trying to.
Yeah.
Have you ever cheated on her?
No.
You regret not?
He's messing with you, man.
No, I'm not. Can you imagine if some hot receptionist at your job tried to holler at you and you were faithful, and then your lady's banging this guy, but all that you passed up on?
Yeah, because you're a good person, Joey.
That's right. Yeah. You're a good person. Well, at least you know now. You can move on and find someone else that can appreciate you.
Yeah.
Are you good at any sports?
Here we go.
No.
Was it your favorite team? Because that's what would ruin
it.
That would be the worst.
Thankfully not.
Thank God.
Who got his jersey?
I know. Who's your team?
I'm a big fan of the Cardinals. Maybe I shouldn't be.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Thank God he doesn't play for them.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say, man. I just know you dodged a bullet and you're better off.
I mean, are you open to getting back with her because she didn't technically cheat?
No, because it's the intention.
She was trying to hike that ball. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you that much.
She definitely was.
You need to holler at a cheerleader. Show her.
Yeah, because I think she's going to just go back with him if you're breaking up with her.
You know what's going to happen. She's going to go to him, and he's not going to be interested.
Oh, yeah.
So she will have ruined this and got nothing from it.
That's all it is. Best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. Get out there. There's definitely some fresh pom-poms out there.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.